Bob, what did you think of Sean's work today and really what he's given you, with maybe the exception of that one month and night?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, from a phenomenal April to, you know, a little bit of a tougher May, and boy, he's cinched it up and pitched pretty much in that fashion almost every time, where he's, you know, flirting with going out for the seventh, close 100 pitches, few walks, few hits, balls in play, you know, economical in his pitch count, really good. I mean, he's been really consistent for us.
Can you talk, please, about the production of the lower part of the lineup?
Yeah.
7 of the 8 RBIs came out by 8 or 9.
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of who we are. We need to spread it around at times. And, you know, Luke was begging to play a day game after a night game, and now I've got nothing to throw at him to give him a day off. A lot of times, really good at bats, you know, knocked in, the first 3 runs, ended up knocking in 4, and then Frankie, was a really good game for Frankie to have, and his confidence too. Younger players have a tough time without, you know, not having consistent at bats to have days like that, so that went a long way for him as well.
You just spoke about Umberetto, but how good was it just to see just his dynamic ability once again, and, you know, the hit he had down the third baseline and then the home run?
Yeah, no, you watch him take BP, and he's got as much power right center field as you know, other than Chris Davis, maybe Chappie, that we have. Puts on a show, and using the whole field is important for us, but he can pull some balls, and we've seen him, you know, hit some home runs here and some balls to the left field that, you know, for some big hits. So, I mean, he's, you know, obviously he's a little bit blocked at this point, but still going to be a heck of a player for us. And, you know, like I said, it's difficult not to get consistent at bats to have a day like that today. You know, it does a lot for your confidence.
Getting back to Manaea, with all you've had to do to juggle your rotation,
right,
and fill in this year, how important has he been with his steadiness all year?
Yeah, you know, it is. And you need an ace, you need a guy that you know is going to be out there every fifth day and is going to give you innings every fifth day. And on top of that, the performance has been there too. So I don't know where we'd be without him. He's the one guy that's you know, taking every turn. You know, he's pitching on 4 days rest here for a couple times as well, and has learned how to pitch a little bit differently. You know, with maybe not 97, it's a better slider now. He's a true 3-pitch guy and keeps you off balance, does a great job.
Bob, what's your assessment of this series overall, especially coming off the series of Colorado?
Right, I don't want to say it was important, but, you know, when you're playing as well as we were playing, and then you get 3 in a row handed to you, it humbles you a little bit. So to get home here and win 3 games, and start off a long homestand, really a long month of August to be at home, works really well to get off to a good start.
I know it's too early to talk about playoffs, but 30 wins in 40 games, and you get a day off, and you mentioned the home schedule. What's the feeling like as you head into the dog days of August?
Yeah, no, these guys, they're just playing. They just play for the day. They go out there every day expecting to win. They don't look too far into it. You know, we're going to have several off days in a row, and then we got a stretch of 20 in a row. So that it's going to be important to get a little bit of rest here. And then during the 20, we're going to have to shuffle some guys and give some guys some days off too. But, you know, these guys don't look too far into it. You know, they go out there with the intent to win and don't take it much farther than that.
Lucra obviously has such an impressive track record as a hitter throughout his career.
Right.
And, I mean, this week he's been huge for you. Do you feel like down the stretch can maybe elevate his game to another level?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a little bit more there as far as the offense goes. As far as catchers are never 100%, you know, from a couple months into the season. So it's important to get some rest, but this is a workhorse, a guy that expects to be back there, and we've been giving him some rest, so we're able to run him back there, you know, a day game after a night game like we did today. What he had, I think he had 8 or 9 RBIs in the last 10 games and had 4 more today. So, you know, not only is he doing his job behind the plate, he's picking up the pace offensively and driving in some runs too.
I know how little you like talking about yourself, but you've now moved into third place all time among winningest managers.
Oh, we got past that last
time. Sorry, in franchise history. With the names like Connie Mack and Tony La Russa, what does that mean to you?
A lot. I mean, what am I, 3 games behind Connie Mack's record? No. Those are guys that you don't even compare yourself to. So, I mean, Tony La Russa and Connie Mack are legends, and I just try to make it to the next day.
Bob, it's been so much fun watching this team, not only on the field, but just the personalities. I mean, last night I noticed on your, I was watching the game on TV at the radio station, and I noticed you're in field reporter was interviewing somebody, I think Nick Martini, about the Red Bull chugs,
yeah.
and everybody's having a good time. I mean, and they're all saying that you kind of encourage that, that it's part of who you are. I mean, is that something that you remember from?
Yeah. No, you know what? They have a lot of fun. They really like each other, and they play for each other, and I tell them that a lot.
Yeah.
I think that one of the most important things that we do here is we play for the guy next to you. And someone's trying to get a guy over so he can get an RBI. Somebody's trying to get to third so they can get an RBI. And they hang together on the road. This is as close a team as I've ever had in all my years of managing. And you know, it's a product of picking the right veterans that have been here over the last few years and bringing up a group that has played together through the minor leagues and had success and expects to win. It's great chemistry mix that we have here, as good as I've ever seen.
I know it's a stretch. Does it remind you of your 87 Giants when you were...
You know what? There are some similarities to that, yeah.
Yeah.
The 0-1 Arizona Diamondback team. You know, the team's here 12, but this group, there's something about this group. They really are selfless and want to win for the team and want to play for the guy next to them, like I said.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.